We'll end with a notturno by Yugoslavian-American composer Vera Stanojević. After studying in Belgrade, she received bachelor's in music degrees from the Tchaikovsky Conservatory in Moscow, and then was awarded fellowship for doctoral study at Ohio State University. She won the 1983 Belgrade October Prize and the Yugoslav State Society for Cultural Affairs grant for the best work premiered in 1985. The piece we're going to hear has something in common in terms of its goals of storytelling and mood setting with both the Ron piece and the works of Betty Beath that we heard earlier. I'll read you the composer's notes. Notturno develops from a sparse, peaceful introduction, dreamlike and associative, and gradually acquires form, mass, and weight. A pastoral folk-like tune appears in the oboe, giving focus to the dreamlike state. Soon the clarinet takes up this motive with a typical folk-like improvisational quality. The piece grows without pressure or agenda, with instruments transforming material freely and notes prolonged by parlando accelerando figures. This scenario, along with the improvisatory-sounding ornamentation, becomes the rhythmic and dynamic force of the piece, which is in an unchanging tempo and gives it a feeling of accelerando. The mood then gradually moves away from the improvisatory and the folk-like to a jazz-like feel until it reaches a culmination of pulsating blocks of brass and string chords playing against each other. The piece then, suddenly and without explanation, as in a dream, returns to the calm depth of its beginning. Let's listen to it now with the Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra, Yuri Mikula conducting.